Dublin. Yes, that's where I am. I've just arrived there and I'm walking off the 6:15 train, which left Cork on time and arrived in Dublin on time. And I'm here for my mental health. I'm going to a meeting in the Royal Dublin Society called, here in Ireland, the RDS. And I'm going to meet a whole lot of other people who are interested in improving the quality of mental health services in Ireland. I'm a user of mental health services in Ireland. And I have no idea what to expect. I'm carrying in my bag a big book called A Vision for Change. It's about 284 pages long and it's heavy, printed on heavy paper. And it reminds me of one day I had a chat with the previous Minister for Mental Health, a guy called John Maloney, and I suggested to him that this big book should be produced in a little leaflet that you could carry in your pocket, because it's meant to be the Irish National Mental Health Strategy. And to get everybody behind it and get everybody working behind a document that is 284 pages long is fairly tricky, because you can't exactly whip it out of your pocket at a bus stop and say, let's collaborate and influence people about section 123456. So I'm getting out of the station here now and I have to negotiate technology. I also have to find my way to the RDS, which is, I've just been told, is a matter of getting on the Lewis and travelling to Connolly and then getting on the Dart and going to Sandymount. So some of you, of course, will know all those places. To me, they're all wonderfully evocative names. And if I was living in Dublin, I'd be able to enjoy them all the time. But back to mental health, yeah. So the whole idea today is that this national strategy has been implemented, is in the process of being implemented. And some people would hold the view that it isn't being implemented quickly enough. In fact, that seems to be the view of the independent monitoring group led by John Saunders, who was a ministerial appointment to that role. Kathleen Lynch is the Minister for Mental Health in Ireland. And today is John Saunders' gig, I think. I'm a member of the National Service Users Executive, NSE. And at that point in the recording, I was interrupted by a phone call from Owen O'Leary, ringing me from Cork. And it's annoying, isn't it, really, when you're in the middle of recording a podcast, that somebody can ring you and stop you in your tracks, and then you have to resume. Same thing happens on Skype. I actually would like to know a way in which I could decide that I'm not going to be interrupted, but it doesn't matter. It was great fun. I'm now on the Lewis. I see our next stop is Smithfield. This Lewis train system was built since I lived in Dublin. I lived in Dublin from 68 to 75. Absolutely loved the place. But I've only visited occasionally since then, and every time I come, it's like going into a completely exotic place. So back to the issue of today and the mental health community gathering. There is in Ireland an organisation called the National Service Users Executive. It's relatively recently set up, and it's got a kind of national shape, and there are people around the country who have been elected onto it, so it's an elected body, and the people who are entitled to vote for people were users of the mental health services in Ireland. I'm a user, so I got a vote, and I have a local representative, or several of them, and those people sit on a national committee which is chaired by a man called John Redigan. And they'll be there today. So users, it's the user's voice in mental health, which is a very strong movement worldwide, not just, well, in Ireland it's not very strong, but in other parts of the world it is very strong. But it's getting stronger. And today is an essential part of people who use mental health services having a voice in the shaping of the future of it. you have all these people beavering away, earning their living, being anything from a receptionist to a psychiatrist to a mental health nurse to a GP to all of these people, occupational therapists, let me throw in them as well. All these people are professionals and they provide mental health services. People like us, me, perhaps even you, we use these services, but the services are often traditionally shaped by the professionals, and the professionals are treated as if they know best, and the professionals are expert, and the users are often in a state of great distress when they're using the mental health services, and are in some cases, and I've been there myself, inarticulate, confused, anxious, unsure which way to turn. So how on earth can you give a voice to somebody who's speechless? And that's what the National Service Users Executive is grappling with, representing the point of view. Now, I'm not up to speed on everything that National Service Users Executive has been doing. I used to be up to speed, but I've got out of touch over the last 18 months, and particularly because during that time I had 9 months kind of out of society with a bout of depression myself. So today, in a kind of a way, it for me personally represents a re-entry into the world of, I suppose it's the world of policy making, really, into the world of policy making for mental health in Ireland. I have written quite a lot in the past about mental health on one of my blogs. I have exchanged quite a lot of stuff on Twitter and Facebook about mental health. And I've linked up with quite a lot of people locally in Cork, and I do facilitation work as a volunteer for AWARE at self-help groups in Cork. So, I'm very well aware how dependent I am on the mental health services, even though I might be at times, a pretty fierce critic of the way in which some people within the mental health system behave. I'm likely to get lost if I'm not careful here. I'm not sure where we've arrived. Excuse me, this isn't Connolly Station, is it?
This? No.
Yeah, no, okay, thanks. Okay, right, okay. So there we are. This is quite exciting, really, to be travelling through. I'm actually at Jervis Street, right, Jervis Street. Jervis Street's a big place off O'Connell Street. O'Connell Street being the place, where they blew up Nelson's Pillar and where the GPO is, General Post Office. Big wide street in the middle of Dublin, and it's where this spire, this spike, whatever it's called, is sticking up into the sky. I can see it from here. So that's it, really. I get off when I get to Connolly, and I get on the Lewis, another train system, and hopefully I'll get a cup of tea and coffee, and it'll be really interesting to see who is present at this meeting today. I'm not at all sure whether Kathleen Lynch, the minister, will be there today. I'm pretty certain that John Saunders, the chairman of the monitoring group, will be there. Incidentally, I found out this morning that he's a poet. He's actually performed on a stage as a poet, and since I'm a poet, that gives me a lot of empathy with are poets any good at leading organisations, I wonder. Okay, there we are. We're here in Dublin. I'm outside Eason's. It says Eason's are number 80, newsagents, booksellers, manufacturing stationers, and right next to a pub called The Oval. Oh, it's good to be in Dublin. Bye-bye.